A new report from the public policy think tank, the New Zealand Initiative, suggests it is Kiwis, not foreigners, who are pushing up house prices in Auckland and other fast-growing areas. However, it also believes an upfront levy on migrants to help pay for the infrastructure is needed to cope with a growing population. Let's talk now with Jason Croup. He co-authored the report for the New Zealand Initiative. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning, Susie.
So let's talk a little bit about this situation with the house prices. You're saying immigrants do have an effect, but one that you say is overstated.
Yeah, definitely. When you break down the immigration numbers, you realise that something like 60% of the immigrants who come here are people on a temporary visa. And so while they definitely compete with Kiwis in the rental market and have an effect there, students, people here who are here on travelling visas, people are here on a limited work visa, are unlikely to actually buy a house. Some of the research that we've covered in this report from some of New Zealand's top economists looked into this issue in detail and concluded that really what's pushing up house prices is returning New Zealanders confident in the economy and confident in their ability to service a mortgage that is really pushing up house prices. So this is why we think some of the claims that migrants are making housing, pushing houses out of reach of New Zealanders is a little bit overstated.
Overstated, but it still must surely be there, because if 60% are coming in on temporary visas, that means that 40% must be coming in on a more permanent basis.
Not necessarily, because 30% of people who come in on a permanent and long-term basis are returning New Zealanders and Australians who aren't actually captured by the immigration system at all. And only about 10% are here on a permanent basis. And so we absolutely concede that they do add pressure to the rental market. They don't necessarily add pressure to the housing market. And really, I think we also need to take a step back on this. At the end of the day, the reason we have a problem in the housing market is we have too many regulations and restrictions, and it makes it really difficult for the market to supply the housing that, you know, we need to keep prices down. We don't have a shortage in other markets when it comes to bananas or any other good that is less regulated. So if you're trying to fix housing by closing the spigot on immigration, we think you're going to go, if we craft policy on that basis, we're going to end up wider the mark.
But if you look at it, isn't it not a case of it being more like an arm's length kind of effect? Because, for example, if all these people are renting, that house, that flat that they live in has got to be owned by somebody. You can't really divorce the two, can you?
No, and there's definitely a bleed over from one into the other, and that's why we concede that there is an effect, but it is overstated. The much larger effect is that we have, where we used to have a whole spate of New Zealanders leave for overseas, they haven't, as prospects in the UK and around the world have got worse, and the economies have got worse, certainly relative to ours. And the other one is we've got a lot of expats coming back. I mean, 30% of arrivals figures in the period we looked at, which was a 12-month period, were returning Kiwis and Aussies, and that's what's having a large effect. The larger effect, though we do concede, migration is having an effect at the margin.
Is there, because you talk about these shortages being seen essentially in housing, but not perhaps so much elsewhere. I mean, we've had a report this morning about schooling and how many children are going to be having their lessons in the hallways or in the staff rooms because schools are struggling to find enough classroom space. Actually, isn't there a problem here that there are too many people coming in?
Well, that is really a decision that the government has to make, because that's actually central government's role and how they work out their capital account. And we are seeing pressure on things like schools and infrastructure, and we absolutely concede that in the point, in the report. But the other point we make on it on a fiscal basis, when you count the tax contribution of migrants and then you subtract from that tax contribution the services they draw down from central government, on a per-head basis, migrants make a positive $2,600 contribution to the government's coffers every year. You compare that to native-born New Zealanders, and it's about $178. And so we think there are a lot of positive contributions that migrants make because they come here in their economic prime, because we haven't had to pay for their schooling and their education and things like that. And that also has to be counted into the equation. I think too often in the debate about immigration, we only count the cons. We don't count the pluses.
Jason Croup, thank you very much for your time this morning. He co-authored the report for the New Zealand Initiative.